All right, our halftime show continues from the Marble Athletic Field, the Gladstone Braves and the Marquette Redmen tonight, and Austin Salas is with me.
Yep. How you doing, Jack?
I'm well, man. It's been a while since we've done one of these.
It has been a while.
Well, let's talk a little about how you've prepared yourself for this season. Obviously, everybody knows that wrestling is an important sport for you, but so is football.
Oh, yeah, I actually love football a lot more than wrestling, no offense. But, yeah, wrestling went pretty good. I took a fourth at States. Wish I would have did a little better, but that definitely helped with football. And then right after wrestling, I didn't even take a break. I went right to heavy weightlifting, just getting ready for football.
Is there such a thing as getting too strong? I mean, you have to pace yourself, don't you? I mean, obviously, a lot of you guys are stronger. I can tell a lot of you guys have, our upper body strength and arm strength, leg strength is better than last year. But do you have to watch it that you don't do too much?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to get too big because then you get a little uncoordinated. But I don't know. It's nice being stronger, I guess, quicker, faster.
See, Terry, that was my problem. I got so strong and so big that I became uncoordinated.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, you can. I was joking with Dale Hongest earlier. I'm a real good belly dancer, you know, with this belly of mine.
Yeah, that I can see that.
Yeah, well, no, you don't want to.
No, I don't want to see that, but...
Talk a little about, everybody is saying that you're going to have to fill in for Putch, and I know you don't really put that kind of pressure on yourself because you know you're not him.
Yeah, I know I'm not Cole Putch. I mean, I'm not near the size he was, but honestly, last year, even just being on, like, in front of him blocking, and, like, I learned so much from him last year. I think it'll carry over to this year, and it'll be fine.
People don't realize that you averaged 8.3 yards a carry last year, so you got a few yards yourself when you came in for Putch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I felt like I did pretty good rushing last year. I definitely could have did better. Wasn't near as strong as big as it was last year compared to this year, but yeah, I'm looking to improve on that this year and, I don't know, step into Cole's shoes and do my best.
Well, those are big shoes.
Those are big shoes to fill, but yeah.
Literally and figuratively, right?
Yeah, both.
But the defensive side of the ball, I think, is where you excelled last year at the linebacker position. Talk a little about your approach this year. You had Mitch Cartwright there with you last year. You don't anymore. He was all UP along with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I loved playing with Mitch. I mean, we had a great time out there. The reads just came good, and me and Mitch had a blast out there. This year I got Big Vin alongside me, and I'm stoked for it. Vinny's just a tank out there, and I can't wait to watch him kill some people right next to me.
What's it like having leaders like our cousin Vinny, right, and Nate out there, because on both sides of the ball?
It's great. I mean, those are probably our two biggest leaders. I mean, you couldn't ask for better people. They're just great leaders, great people, and yeah, there's definitely people you want on your team.
So what are some things you have planned after you get out of high school here, Austin?
I don't know. I'm probably going to go be a lineman. I might go wrestler, play football somewhere, but probably a lineman.
Well, whoever offers you the best car, it'd be my suggestion.
Yeah? Yeah, I can see that.
I'm only kidding. NCAA, listening, I'm only kidding. So, last question here, Austin. What do you want to see out of yourself and your team this year? Last year was a lot of success, but it really doesn't count for much right now.
No, last year was last year. We're focused on this year. I think we're full head of steam right now. We want it bad. Last year, we're all a little bitter about... I mean, everyone knows we lost in Nagani twice. Last one was closer. But from our team this year, I want to see just have fun, play together, play as a team, fly around, make some big hits, make some plays, just be a good team. And for myself, big hits, run the ball as hard as I can, and do the best I can for the team.
So the guys keep telling me to ask you why you're called Terry.
That is a good question. I mean, Eli Rathume gave me that nickname in third grade, and it has stuck ever since.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're Terry.
Yep. Everyone calls me Terry. Coaches, teachers, I'm used to it.
All right, Austin, give your shout-outs, man.
All my friends, family, Kenny Gibbs, I beat you in a race, just saying. All those who have served, that way we can play the game tonight. So.
All right, go get them, man.
Thank you.
Austin Salas, everybody. More coming up at halftime. It's Gladstone and Marquette. 2-minute break. Back with the stats after this timeout here on the Gladstone Braves Radio Network.